Hello, everyone. Welcome to the April 17th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's on the celestial agenda for April 17th to April 24th and beyond. Mars, designated in Vedic astrology as a natural malefic planet, is now in its retrograde period, a rather troublesome condition for the planet of action, aggression, violence, and destruction that continues for 11 weeks until the end of June. Mars is accompanied by retrograde Saturn, another natural malefic. Both are in the sign Scorpio. The association of retrograde Mars with retrograde Saturn creates an intensely stressful energy that will prove hard to deal with over the next couple of months. There will undoubtedly be adverse political and global events during this time period. In our personal lives, unpleasant situations are more likely than usual. The general feeling will be one of frustration, stress, tension, and pressure. At times, the tension will snap, resulting in disruptive, even violent, events. The area of life affected is according to the rising sign of your personal natal astrology chart, which determines which house Scorpio falls in. Remember that this is Vedic astrology, which uses the sidereal zodiac. If you are using your Western astrology chart based on the tropical zodiac, you can find your Vedic astrology positions by subtracting 24 degrees from the Western chart. Okay, if you have an Aries rising chart, retrograde Mars and retrograde Saturn are together in your 8th house. This is a rather problematic placement, since one of the significations of the 8th house is things we shouldn't do, that is, clandestine activities, which could result in humiliation. The 8th house is also long-term problems. Saturn is the planet of duration, and Mars is the planet of destruction. So, with both of these malefics in retrograde condition, you have to be careful you don't engage in activities that will have destructive long-term consequences. On another level, the 8th house is financial involvements with others. The Mars-Saturn combination will produce problems with joint finances, which could range from your partner going into financial difficulty to your having problems with a bank loan. For Taurus rising people, Mars and Saturn are transiting in the 7th house, the house of the opposite person. This is not a good time for relationships. If this is your spouse, then your marriage will be going through a rough period. The 7th house is the direct enemy, who will be empowered by this combination. Remember, planets transiting in the 7th house are opposed to the 1st house of self, in other words, opposed to you. Retrograde Saturn plus retrograde Mars in the 7th house makes your opponent intractable. So, not a good time to be engaged in a battle, which you may lose. If you are a Gemini rising person, the Mars-Saturn combination transits in your 6th house. Health is an important area covered by this sector of the chart. Mars is the planet of infections and injuries. Saturn is the planet of longevity. Be careful of getting sick. Any sickness or health problem will be hard to get rid of. The 6th house is your job and place of employment. The situation at work becomes tense and stressful during the next several weeks. Relationships in this area, such as with co-workers or any employees, will be contentious. You could be faced with a tenacious enemy who uses unethical means to discredit you. Cancer rising people, have retrograde Mars and retrograde Saturn transiting in their fifth house, the house of love, children, creativity, and investment. Two heavy-duty malefics transiting together in this part of the chart will be very detrimental for romance. For creative projects, if you can channel the energy into planning and making preparations, this combination may help you in your creative efforts, but best to not launch the project until after Mars goes back to direct motion after June 30th. Since the fifth house is games, including sports, and Mars is the planet of accidents, you have to be careful that you don't have an accident while playing a sport. For speculation and investments, a malefic combination like this indicates it would be best to stay out of the market during this time. If you have a child, that child and your relationship with him or her will be much more difficult than usual. For Leo rising charts, the two retrograde malefics are in your fourth house, the sector of the chart that represents your home and domestic activities. This nasty duo is not conducive to a peaceful, harmonious home life. Tension and stress, with the potential for explosive events, are more likely the scenario. The fourth house is your home and domestic activities. Mars plus Saturn, especially retrograde, can lead to accidents in the home. The fourth house is the foundation of the chart. Stability, security, and inner happiness. The combination of retrograde Mars and retrograde Saturn in this part of your chart can make you feel threatened, impelling you to lash out to defend yourself. If you are Virgo rising, Mars and Saturn are transiting in your third house, the house of skills and talents, initiative and efforts. Mars with Saturn is great for forceful action, but when retrograde, your efforts will encounter obstruction, causing great frustration and anger when your desires are stymied by circumstances. It's also a cruel combination afflicting the third house of familiar people, namely siblings, close relatives, and neighbors, who will likely be suffering in their own ways. Saturn is the planet of harsh circumstances. Retrograde Mars indicates bad timing. Here, in the house of efforts, means you have to be very careful of just when and how to use skills and apply force, or your efforts will backfire. For Libra rising people, Mars and Saturn are transiting in your second house, where the double retrograde malefic combination is ominous for the family front. Watch out for enmity amongst family members. Malefics in the second house tend to create problems for your personal finances, which will not be meeting your needs at this time. The remedy is to be very controlled in your expenditures. Retrograde Mars with retrograde Saturn makes you frustrated, and since Mars is the planet of aggression, clamped down by Saturn, planet of circumstance, here affecting your second house of speech, you get a pressure cooker effect, which, when it explodes, leads to impulsive, harsh, inappropriate speech, which you may later have to walk back. Mars and Saturn are retrograde in the ascendant for Scorpio rising people, where the forceful energy of this combination could bring out the worst in you. Be careful that the frustration factor doesn't cause you to go overboard. This powerful planetary pattern can be especially cruel and ruthless in the house of self-manifestation. From this position, Mars and Saturn are opposing your seventh house of one-on-one relationships, making interactions with others much more problematic for satisfactory results. Your efforts to attack your opponents could backfire on you. For Sagittarius rising people, retro Mars and retro Saturn are transiting in your 12th house, Two malefics transiting in your house of the subconscious makes you nervous and anxious. The 12th house is the house of loss. Malefics transiting in this sector of your chart can bring unexpected expense and losses. Mars is the planet of attack. When Mars transits in your 12th house of the unknown, it can manifest as an attack from an unknown enemy. In other words, someone working against you from behind your back. Saturn is the planet of the establishment. Both are retrograde, indicating an entrenched situation. For instance, Bernie Sanders fighting against the entrenched system of the Democratic Party superdelegates. If you are Capricorn rising, Mars and Saturn are retrograde in your 11th house of goals and ambitions, friends and associates, gains and accomplishments. Vedic astrology presumes that natural malefic planets transiting in the 11th house helps to spur your ambition and thereby generate greater accomplishment. But when retrograde, these two malefics in the house of ambition will hold you back and even put the kibosh on your plans. Also, the actions of your associates or your friends will create additional problems, adding yet more interference, and the likelihood that this time period will be a dead zone as far as getting anything accomplished. Mars and Saturn are transiting in the 10th house for Aquarius rising charts, affecting your house of career, business, and actions in community. Malefic transits in this part of the chart encourage bad behavior in public places. This is the house of reputation, so better be careful you don't become notorious. Mars, the planet of action, going backwards in the 10th house, indicates delay and obstruction to your professional activities. Retrograde Saturn makes it even more of an uphill battle. This is not a good time for making career progress, so it's all very frustrating, but this transit could be used for planning, for making careful preparations, so that you can launch your new endeavor after June, when Mars will be back to normal motion in the zodiac. And finally, Pisces rising people have retro Mars and retro Saturn transiting in their 9th house of good fortune, higher learning, and long-distance journeys. Obviously, two retrograde malefics aren't especially favorable for good luck. Retrograde Mars frustrates your efforts. Retrograde Saturn limits your good fortune. This could just be a time of treading water, waiting for things to turn around in a couple of months. It's not a good time for your studies, and certainly not recommended for long-distance travel. Malefics transiting in this part of your chart are also problematic for relations with ninth house people, your father, your priest, or guru. Okay, that's it for this week. The topic of retrograde Mars with retrograde Saturn will be coming up for the next couple months, so no doubt I'll be talking more about it. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.